Let's pass on to fourth point. Fourth point, don't misuse the developmental model. I don't think I've spoken about this before, at least not publicly. So what do we mean by developmental model? Well, we're all Buddhists. We all go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. We all seek to follow the spiritual path. But we have a particular model. In fact, there are various models for following the spiritual path. And one of those is what we may call, or which has been called, the developmental model. We think of following the spiritual path in terms of personal or individual development from a lower to a higher stage. And this is all very well. So when we adopt this developmental model, we assess what we do, what we say, even what we think, in terms of whether it conduces to our development, to our spiritual development, or whether it does not. And this is quite correct and quite legitimate. But there is an illegitimate use of this developmental model. I seem to be having difficulty with the word this morning. Anyway, developmental model. There are sometimes this is misused. And I've heard things like this. I'll give you a few rather crude examples, and perhaps I'll invent a few examples. I think I ought to have a holiday this year, maybe for a month, maybe go away to Greece. I think it would be good for my development, my spiritual development. I think I really ought to start getting angry with people. I think it would be good for my spiritual development. I think I ought to get into a sexual relationship. I think it would be good for my spiritual development. Well, you can see the sort of thing I mean. You want to do something, but you justify it, at least for your FWBO friends, justify by putting it in terms of your spiritual development. After all, people can't quarrel with your wanting to develop spiritually. They can't say, well, no, you shouldn't try to develop spiritually. So that's the way you put it. This particular thing would be good for my spiritual development. And it will take a rather bold and perhaps insightful spiritual friend to challenge that sort of statement. People have tried this one on me in the past, even before my FWBO days. I remember, you know, someone saying to me, this was in India, long before the FWBO. Oh, I'm sure, Bhante, that someone as wise as you would not think so-and-so. So you can't say, well, no, I'm not wise. It's very difficult. Well, you can do. But you probably wouldn't like to. So you can't help, therefore, agreeing that you do think what that person thinks, that you, as a wise person, you know, do actually think. It's very difficult to challenge the language when the language is common. So in the same way, the language of development, of spiritual development, is common to all of us. We all use that language, but it can be misused. I think if someone tells us, or if we tell ourselves that something will be or would be good for our spiritual development, we can't automatically let it pass. Because this slogan almost of spiritual development has been invoked, it doesn't mean that what is alleged to conduce to the particular person's spiritual development cannot be challenged. You say, well, wait a minute. Did you say a holiday in Greece? How long did you say for? 3 months? Well, why do you think it would conduce to your spiritual development? I mean, is 3 months necessary? I mean, do you need a rest? Or, you know, do you need a solitary retreat more? Or do you need to work more? Do you need to work harder? So you need to go into these things with one another, not just accept it, I'm going away to Greece, you know, it's going to be good for my spiritual development. It doesn't mean full stop. No, there shouldn't be a full stop there at the end of that statement. There should be a big question mark. And if the person himself doesn't put that question mark, well, you jolly well put it in the interest of that person, in the interest of intellectual and spiritual honesty even. So don't misuse the developmental model.